Prayer without the Bible has no direction.
O.S. Hawkins has come to understand the power of God's Word and the power of prayer. Hi, I'm Mark Gothier for Making Your Life Count. O.S. shares how these two things were important in the life of the Old Testament prophet Nehemiah.
I believe that God speaks to us through the Bible. I don't think He'll ever lead us to do anything that's contrary to His Word. He speaks to us through the Bible, and we speak to Him through prayer. The Bible, without prayer, has no real dynamic. If we just read the Bible without really saturating it in prayer, there's no dynamic. Prayer without the Bible has no direction. So both of these things coupled together are very important. And Nehemiah was a man of prayer, and he was a man led by God's Spirit. One of the greatest ways to make your life count and to lead people in new beginnings and motivate the people is to lead by example.
Because Nehemiah walked closely with God, he was successful in leading others.
Nehemiah never asked his people to do something he was not leading the way doing himself. And this is the principle that we find in the book of Judges when Gideon, after paring down his army to only 300 men to go out and face the great Midianite host, he turned to those 300 men, and these were the final words he said before he went to battle, Judges 7:7. He looked at his men and he said, "Do as I do." It's one of the great principles of leadership, and that is that those who are following us eventually do as we do. And so leading by example is one of the codes and keys of Nehemiah.
So remember, just like Nehemiah, as you follow after God's heart, you too can lead others by your humble and godly example.